you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. So, looks like there are more pictures that are out. We talked, I think it was about a week ago, about the kill team in Afghanistan. Afghanistan. You recall the kill team?
Yes.
Squad of soldiers that, well, basically just went around killing as many innocent people as they could get their hands on. And, trying to frame those folks and make it look like that they had gotten involved in firefights that were supposedly legitimate, things like that. And now there are more photos that are out, and I have yet to take a look at them. Rolling Stone has released them. I just wanted to get that information out there if you wanted to, for whatever reason, see some more of this. It's there for you. 800.
Well, the photos are shocking, and you can imagine how easy it is for psychopaths to run amok in a situation like this. I mean, you know, when you don't have people in uniform against whom you're fighting, that it's easy to kill people that you aren't fighting, that people that are innocent, that are doing nothing, because they look just like the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can always claim, oh, well, that lady with that pregnant lady was trying to kill us, or whatever it is that you're claiming. So, I can imagine that it's difficult to track these folks down. I don't know the percentage of people in the United States military who are psychopathic killers, but it would seem to me if you were a psychopathic killer and there's a war on, that the place to be is in the military, right?
Would seem that way.
If you're completely deranged, it doesn't really, you're going to have a problem no matter where you go. But if you're able to control it just enough that you can, just kill people for fun.
Like Dexter.
Well, I'm not claiming that Hollywood is the best arbiter of, what's true or what's not. But I remember what is a Full Metal Jacket where the guy's shooting civilians out of the side of the helicopter. You know, I kind of get the feeling that might have happened somewhere.
Mm.
I talked to a kid at Starbucks down in Sarasota, Florida, probably in 2001 or something like that, who said he wanted to go into the military to kill people. He was excited about the idea of killing people. I mean, and he went on about this for like a half an hour. I wanted to see what this guy was about, and he was about that. If what I could get out of him was true, and this isn't the first time I've heard somebody say that, but he was certainly the most shocking. So I wonder. I mean, how many of these guys that say they want to go in to kill somebody, how many of them actually like it and continue to do it? How many of them decide, well, I'm not just going to kill the bad guys, even if they have a liberal definition of what that is?
Yeah.
Because I think that the people that have a liberal definition of what the bad guys are, I think they generally get away with it. But I'll just go ahead and kill anybody out there who looks like I can get away with it.
Mm.
I don't know. I couldn't say, but, it seems to me
there's a group of them.
The best place for that lunatic to work, if that lunatic was among the 300 million people that live in the United States, would be in the United States military. And I don't think it would be too difficult to get placed in the fighting arena.
This shouldn't be shocking. It should be shocking if it didn't happen. Because, I mean, exactly like you said, this is exactly the type of people they should expect to attract.
I don't know how many there are. That's really the limit, right? It's it's the assumption that these people are smart enough to know to go into the military. And amazingly, sexual predators know to go where the kids are. So I would assume the psychopaths know to go where the killing is.
Sure.
It's just a guess. We still have people that are killing people here in the United States. But I don't think we've had the serial killer thing going on since the snipers.
Yeah, and right. And, of course, not with official sanction, right? I mean, that's the big difference here. In this case, you get approval for killing people. In the case of the snipers, you're the enemy of everybody. But in the case of the military, then only some people disagree with your killings. There are people who will cheer you for doing the things that you've done.
Yeah, well, you're protecting God and Jesus and liberty and mom and apple pie and all those good things. I pledge allegiance to the flag, you know, and just blah, 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 blah. The folks that would rather just eat the pablum that's fed to them than think about it.
So I'm looking through here, and it looks like Rolling Stone has done more than just presented some photos with an additional bit of commentary. They have actually dug into the story here. So let's share some more details on the kill team. This, again, from RollingStone.com early last year. And by the way, some videos have been released as well now.
Oh.
Early last year, after 6 hard months of soldiering in Afghanistan, a group of American infantrymen reached a momentous decision. It was finally time to kill a Haji. Among the men of Bravo Company, the notion of killing an Afghan civilian had been the subject of countless conversations during lunchtime chats and late-night bull sessions. For weeks, they had weighed the ethics of bagging savages and debated the probability of getting caught. Some of them agonized over the idea. Others were gung-ho from the start. But not long after the new year, as winter descended on the arid plains of Kandahar province, they agreed to stop talking and actually pull the trigger.
Now, why would you agonize over this issue? You either want to kill civilians or you don't. You don't get anything out of it except the excitement of killing civilians.
Maybe the agony was over... It was a group of them, right? So you had different opinions. Maybe those who were most agonized were the ones who were disinclined to participate in this, but felt, due to peer pressure from these testosterone-laden, you know, alpha male types, or whatever you want to call them, these A-type personalities.
They don't need them to actually shoot civilians. They need them to shut up.
Right.
That's what they need.
Or cover up, or lie for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would cause somebody who was in that position to agonize, because either they shut up and lie for their buddies in their platoon, or they snitch, and then maybe something awful will happen to them.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like to sit in that position, but you would also wonder, if you're in the business of killing people, and that's what the Army is in the business of, how are you going to feel if you've got the guy who snitched on his buddies now has been moved to your squad? I mean, now that I've got the guys, the snitch from the last squad, I don't know really what was going on over there. I know that my job is killing people, and now I've got this guy who snitches on people for killing people on my squad. Like, that can't be a very comfortable place to be if you're the one who has to tell.
Bravo Company had been stationed in the area since the summer, struggling with little success to root out the Taliban and establish an American presence in one of the most violent and lawless regions of the country. On the morning of January 15th, the company's 3rd platoon, part of the 5th Striker Brigade, based out of Tacoma, Washington, left the mini-metropolis of tents and trailers at forward operating base Ramrod in a convoy of armored Striker...
This is where diesel fuel costs $100 a gallon, as I've read in the past.
Well... In a convoy of armored Striker troop carriers, the massive 8-wheeled truck surged across wide, vacant stretches of desert until they came to La Mohammed Kale, an isolated farming village tucked away behind the few poppy fields. To provide perimeter security, the soldiers parked the Strikers at the outskirts of the settlement, which was nothing more than a warren of mud and straw compounds. Then they set out on foot. Local villagers were suspected of supporting the Taliban, providing a safe haven for strikes against U.S. troops. But as the soldiers of 3rd Platoon walked through the alleys of La Mohammed Kale, they saw no armed fighters, no evidence of enemy positions. Instead, they were greeted by a frustratingly familiar sight: destitute Afghan farmers living without electricity or running water.
Yeah, you know, this whole idea that locals are supporting this group or that group, you know, that makes perfectly good sense when you're sitting here in the United States with your cell phone.
All kinds of money and time.
Reading your, watching the cable news and all that other stuff, because you know who you support. However, when you're on the ground there, and there's a group of armed people fighting another group of armed people, and one of the groups of armed people comes to you and says, hey, we need a favor. Well, you're likely to do it because they're armed and they kill people. And then the other group of armed people says, you're the enemy, you're supporting the group of armed people. I mean, it's really the rock and the hard place when it comes to being one of these folks on the ground.
800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. More on the kill team coming up here in moments.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Snickers,
from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free. So head on over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy stuff like our listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you. Great radio stations, 94 of them across the country, AM and FM, allowing you to listen to various different to the show at various different times throughout the week. So you'll learn about them, plus our free air satellite option, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, and our webcam. Go and get the details and get tuned in for free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale. And Mark.
All right, let's continue here. Of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything. We're telling you the latest about the Kill Team. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The biggest freedom-themed event of 2011 is happening this summer, June 20th through the 26th. And it's looking good, man. People are getting registered for this. I was talking with Curtis. He's the guy that's organizing it this year, and he feels like we are going to eclipse 1,000 people, that the Free State Project's Porkfest, and that's what I mean when I say we, because we're kind of involved in it, Mark. You and I, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. I'm sure Dale will join us at least at some point throughout the week. And, in fact, we're going to be there all week long, so it's going to be really extra fun for us, an extra long kind of working vacation, basically.
What we do isn't work.
Well,
what we do during the day is work.
Yeah.
But what we do on the air at night, but not really work.
You still need to be relatively sober to do Free Talk Live.
I don't know what kind of pork fest you're attending.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
not
saying
I'm not going to imbibe a little bit of alcohol, but good heavens. Like you intend to be stoned the whole time?
Well, I don't know. Maybe most of the time. We'll see.
I don't know. It might be interesting to hear some stoned Free Talk Live, you know?
So, oh, I'm sure you've heard it before.
So anyway, it's going to be fun. You can come join us there. Over probably around 1,000 people are going to be attending this year. And you'll be able to do everything from live performances, rock and roll music and other types of music can be played there. Family fun, agorism in action. There's going to be a whole family section. So if I make it sound like a week-long party, it is. But it's also family-friendly as well.
So. Yeah, it's amazing how they can coincide alongside each other. You know, I mean, the kids do their things, the families do their things, often with the kids. You know, the folks that are partying do their thing, the vendors do their thing. It's amazing how it can
all comes together.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's great.
So you can go to porkfest.com and get registered. Save 20% with our discount code, which is Free Talk Live. You don't use spaces in that discount code. Just Free Talk Live, the discount code to save 20% at P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. It's going to be at Rogers Campground like it was last year in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. You won't want to miss it because, number one, you're around people that get it. They understand what freedom means. And that's a really cool group of people to be around. So go to porkfest.com. As we continue here, as I mentioned, the Kill Team getting quite the treatment here. Who says you need the New York Times? Rolling Stone has done a heck of a job here covering this Kill Team story with multiple pages and releasing new pictures as well as video for those of you who are interested in seeing those things. They are there. Of course, we're talking about horrible things. These individuals were involved in murdering people.
Yeah, don't claim you weren't warned.
These people went beyond what the normal level of killing is in the military, and they made a special effort to kill innocent people. So, we continue here with the story. They talk about a remote village, where these folks had heard rumors that they were sympathetic to the Taliban. Turns out, when they arrived, they discovered that it was basically full of, you know, poor farmers trying to eke out an existence in this desert hell, essentially just trying to get enough food and water together to survive. Bearded men with poor teeth and tattered traditional clothes, says Rolling Stone. Young kids eager for candy and money. It was impossible to tell which, if any, of the villagers were sympathetic to the Taliban. The insurgents, for their part, preferred to stay hidden from American troops, striking from a distance with IEDs. While the officers of 3rd Platoon peeled off to talk to a village elder inside the compound, two soldiers walked away from the unit until they reached the far edge of the village. There, in a nearby poppy field, they began looking for someone to kill. The general consensus was, according to one of the men, later talking to Army investigators, if we're going to do something that effing crazy, no one wanted anybody around to witness it. Of course, at some point, they decided to start taking video and photos, so I guess that changed over time. The poppy plants were still low to the ground at that time of year. Two soldiers, Corporal Jeremy Morlock and Private First Class Andrew Holmes, saw a young farmer who was working by himself in the spiky shoots. Off in the distance, a few other soldiers stood sentry, but this farmer was the only Afghan in sight. With no one around to witness, the timing was right. Just like that, they picked him for execution.
You'd think that these guys would have enough people to shoot and kill that just shooting some farmer out in a poppy field wouldn't have any kind of allure to them. I mean, do they mention that whether or not these guys ever had the opportunity to, I mean, is that what it's all about? You know, I want to have a kill, you know?
Good question, Mark.
Because, you know, I know that these are things that are important to guys. I mean, how many confirmed kills do you have?
It did say that their Bravo company had been stationed in the area, struggling with little success to root out the Taliban. So that sounds like there wasn't a whole lot of action.
They went into the military expecting a lot of action, and it wasn't quite as much as they had hoped, or it didn't happen at the... It had been too long, I guess, maybe, and they were feeling frustrated.
Yeah, this sucks. I signed up for some killing. Let's get on it.
Yeah, you know, and what you'll often hear, because I watch the military channel on a regular basis. I'm probably the only peacenik that watches the military channel as much as I do. But you'll see these old soldiers getting interviewed, and they'll tell you that you know, nobody wants this kind of killing. Nobody wants this kind of killing. And I believe that that's how they feel at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is, how did they feel before they saw 100, 1,000, you know, 2,000 bloated, stinking bodies?
When they were 18.
Whose viscera is thrown all over the place, you know, their heads blown off, pieces of their heads blown off.
Before that, meaning ignorant 18-year-old boys, essentially, or young men.
There's a reason they send young men to fight wars.
Yeah.
Because they want to.
They don't know any better.
They have always done. I don't. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going
to
call them stupid.
And they want to. They've been trained to want to from little kids.
It's true.
They've been bombarded with propaganda that's pro-military. I mean, you know,
movies
and everything. And if you look at these movies, that it's almost impossible to make a movie that involves the military without help from the military, or that at least it's exorbitantly more expensive than if you can get the military's help. The military heavily subsidizes Hollywood. And they've been trained. They want to be soldiers because they've been exactly access and equipment and things like that.
Right. If you want to make a pro-war you know, movie with fighter planes, the military will help you out. If you want to make an anti-war military you know, a movie with fighter planes, you're going to have to go get F-1s from you know, East Bum Epistan in order to do it. I mean,
the kids
possible.
Have been trained to want to be soldiers. And want to kill. They've been taught that this is what glory is.
I really wonder about testosterone and what its role is in this. I mean,
more coming up in moments. 800-259-9231. More about the kill team. Your thoughts as well. Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DermatoL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us, like our news updates. You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to follow Free Talk Live's updates via email or Facebook or Twitter, whichever way works best for you. We have different delivery methods, and all of them are free. So go ahead and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. Graduates have gone on to, former interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, the Financial Times, Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more, even Cato Institute. And you can have, you know, these kind of institutions on your resume. I mean, when you compare your resume with whatever you're going to do over the summertime, whether it's working at a department store, or car wash, or grocery store, to organizations like this, all things being equal against your competition, this will get you hired at the next place that you want to go. Whether you're going to go on and do journalism or public policy, those things don't matter as much. It shows a person who's willing to achieve higher than his peers or her peers. They'll give you a generous stipend. That means a paycheck. Housing assistance. That means additional pay. Career workshops and training throughout the summer. You can visit libertarianinternships.com for more information, and you can sign up there to receive updates and reminders. If you have a young, you know, have a young person in your life whom you think this would be a good situation for, tell them about it. Libertarianinternships.com. It's an incredible opportunity.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number for you as we continue here with Rolling Stone's very detailed coverage of this kill team. We, as of last week, only heard a little bit that there was a group of soldiers in Afghanistan that were facing criminal charges, murder charges, because of what they had done to innocent people over there that they were essentially caught at doing. And how they ended up getting caught is a good question. But we're telling the story from, I guess, you know, the beginning where Rolling Stone picks it up, saying that these soldiers had been debating killing an innocent person for a while, and they decided they finally wanted to do so. So while they were in a remote village, they walked out to the perimeter of the area and found a young man standing in the poppy fields and just iced him, basically. The story picks up there. He was a smooth-faced kid, about 15 years old, not much younger than they were. Morlock was 21, Holmes 19. His name, they would later learn, was Galmudin, a common name in Afghanistan. He was wearing a little cap and a Western-style green jacket. He held nothing in his hand that could be interpreted as a weapon, not even a shovel. So the expressions on the expression that was, I guess, caught on his face was welcoming. He was not a threat, Morlock later confessed. Morlock and Holmes called to him in Pashto as he walked toward them, ordering him to stop. The boy did as he was told. He stood still. The soldiers knelt down before behind a mud brick wall. Then Morlock tossed a grenade toward Mudden, using the wall as cover. As the grenade exploded, he and Holmes opened fire, shooting the boy repeatedly at close range with an M4 and a M4 carbine and a machine gun. Mudden buckled, went down face first onto the ground. His cap toppled off, a pool of blood congealed by his head. The loud report of the guns echoed all around the sleepy farming village. The sound of such unexpected gunfire typically triggers an emergency response in other soldiers, sending them into full battle mode. Yet when the shots rang out, some soldiers didn't seem especially alarmed, even when the radio began to squawk. It was Morlock, agitated, screaming that he had come under attack. On a nearby hill, Specialist Adam Winfield turned to his friend Ashton Moore and explained that it probably wasn't a real combat situation. It was more likely a staged killing, he said, a plan the guys had hatched to take out an unarmed Afghan without getting caught. Back at the wall, soldiers arrived.
That is shocking. You know, what I imagine these guys figured out once this occurred is this whole killing thing isn't even as exciting as it is in Hollywood. You know, when somebody dies in Hollywood, there's this dramatic thing around it. Mm. This guy probably just buckled and fell.
It was just trivial to them. It was just incredibly trivialized.
Because they did it again. Morlock and Holmes were crouched by the wall when other soldiers arrived on the scene and found the body and the bloodstains. When a staff sergeant asked them what happened, Morlock said the boy had been about to attack them with a grenade. We had to shoot the guy, he said. I think it's interesting to point out something here that
the Afghan civilians are carrying around United States government issued grenades.
Well, there's that point. But what I wanted to point out was that it's important to remember that these soldiers, a lot of them come back when they're done with their tour of duty. They come back and become what?
Police.
That's right. They become police officers. And this is not an uncommon thing that happens with the police, where some trigger-happy cop shoots some innocent human being, and then they're so corrupt, some of these cops, not all of them are like this, but some of them, they're so corrupt that they actually carry around things like illegal weapons and drugs so they can plant it on people after the fact. So you kill somebody accidentally, turns out he wasn't reaching for a gun like you thought he was. It turns out he has no weapons on him whatsoever. Well, good thing you've got that little gun you took from that punk kid a few weeks ago that you've been carrying around in your car for just this opportunity. You pull out your little peace pistol and
who's going to stick it on top? I mean, why wouldn't you have it in an ankle holster or something like that?
As a backup, sure.
I mean, really? I mean, that way, even if you are dealing with a Dudley Do-Right on your team or something like that, you say, "Hey, the guy had a gun." You go over there. You lean down, you reach into your thing and say, "Hey, here it is."
That'd be extra smart. That way, you wouldn't have to go back to your car first before you did that.
Yeah, I mean. who's going to shake him down? Who's going to say, yeah. Oh, well, you know, I saw that?
It was an unlikely story. A lone Taliban fighter armed only with a grenade, attempting to ambush a platoon in broad daylight, let alone in an area that offered no cover or concealment.
Yes, but people will believe these stories because they're radical Islamic extremists.
Even the top officer at the scene, Captain Patrick Mitchell, thought there was something strange about Morlock's story. He said, "I just thought it was weird that someone would come up and throw a grenade at us," he later told investigators. But Mitchell did not order his men to render aid to Mudden, who he believed might still be alive and possibly a threat. Instead, he ordered the staff sergeant to make sure the boy was dead. Chris Sprague, the staff sergeant, raised his rifle and fired twice. As the soldiers milled around the body, a local elder who had been working in the poppy field came forward and accused Morlock and Holmes of murder. Pointing to Morlock, he said that the soldier and not the boy had thrown the grenade, and Morlock and the other soldiers ignored him. To identify the bodies, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. To identify the body, the soldiers fetched the village elder who had been speaking to the officers that morning. But by tragic coincidence, the elder turned out to be the father of the slain boy.
Oh, well, that's got to make you pretty mad, huh?
His moment of grief-stricken recognition when he saw his son lying in a pool of blood was later recounted in the flat prose of an Army official report.
Can you imagine how helpless that man feels? I mean, you're in this, these people from another country, just absolutely overwhelming weapon power, and just having free reign all over your country. And he's this poor farmer, and he's got this poor farmer. He's got this poor child who he knows did not do what they're saying he did. What recourse does he have?
Not
for any kind of any kind of justice whatsoever.
You file an official complaint.
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine how unsatisfied you are now. Remember, these guys are going to live better in Leavenworth than these people do out stretching an existence out of the mud in Afghanistan. And your murderers go to a punishment that's still greater than the life that your son might have had.
Oh,
I mean, how awful is it? Just leave these people alone. If you can't leave these people alone, ask yourself for 1 second, what is there in Afghanistan that is worth this? What is there? There's nothing there.
The report noted, quote, the father was very upset, unquote. The father's grief did nothing to interrupt the pumped-up mood that had broken out among the soldiers. Following the routine army procedure required...
I'm sure it helped.
After
if these guys are the psychopaths that they sound like...
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more to the story of the kill team. And this is, of course, the kill team that's gotten caught.
Right, exactly.
How many
that's
more?
What I'm thinking, you know, it's amazing that they got caught, but I'm sure this farmer's, you know, the odds are so slim.
Indeed. 800-259-9231. You can take control here. Bring up anything you'd like as well. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Okay, by the way, some of the other features on the site, you can actually use them to support Free Talk Live, because we give you everything for free. You could, for instance, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal, or you can use Visa and MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call so that you can hear it later. And they have the best equipment that money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. So the pictures, by the way, we had talked about the kill team last week on this program, and we had seen a handful of photos that had been released at that point. The German magazine Der Spiegel claims to have over 4,000, which should give you some indication that this is more than just one young man that they killed. There's a lot of people, likely, that these guys were engaged in.
And again, these are the ones that were caught, and who knows how many similar things have happened where they weren't caught.
But the ones that we've
seen...
Right,
and when it comes to crime, no one believes for a second that every murderer is caught. No one believes for a second that every burglar is caught. No one believes for a second that every sex offender in the United States is caught. However, they're willing to believe that these are only... these guys are just, you know, these are just bad apples and we've taken care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense.
Right. Yep.
So, just to give you an update, the soldiers' photos that we saw before where they were holding the corpse on the ground and one of them looking into the camera with a huge, sick grin on his face.
Like a hunter.
That's the young boy we're talking about here, the 15-year-old teenager that was shot to death after having a grenade thrown at him by these men, shot to death. Turns out he was the son of the village elder, and that's where we pick up the story about how the father's grief did nothing to interrupt the pumped-up mood that had broken out among the soldiers. Following the routine army procedure required after every battlefield death, they cut off the dead boy's clothes and stripped him naked to check for identifying tattoos. Next, they scanned his iris and fingerprints using a portable biometric scanner. Then, in a break with protocol, the soldiers began taking photographs of themselves celebrating their kill. Holding a cigarette rakishly in one hand, Holmes posed for the camera with Mudden's body and half-naked corpse, grabbing the boy's head by the hair as if it were a trophy deer. Morlock made sure to get a similar memento. No one seemed more pleased by the kill than Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs, the platoon's popular and hard-charging squad leader. One soldier recalls that it was like another day at the office for him. Gibbs started messing around with the kid, moving his arms and mouth, and acting like the kid was talking. Then, using a pair of razor-sharp medics...
This is straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
This is like you watch psychotic killers in a horror movie.
Yes,
this is how they're acting. Yeah. And I wonder that that's what trained them or something.
It rubs the lotion on. Yeah. I mean, it's just morose.
It's that sick, yeah.
Then using a pair of razor-sharp medic shears, he reportedly sliced off the dead boy's pinky finger and gave it to Holmes as a trophy for killing his first Afghan, which is, again, very much like something that you'd see in a horror movie or something that real killers do. Real serial killers are known, many of them, for taking trophies of their kills.
And also, by the way, the folks on the border were doing that with the Minutemen. Remember that? They'd capture people and then take pictures with Mexican people that are, you know, poor Mexican people trying to cross the border as though they're, you know, saving America. You know, when the story came out from, one of these peace organizations had a panel of soldiers who had seen the shock of Iraq, came over, and the one guy said that he was in a platoon where the captain said that the first guy who got a bayonet kill, this is 2003. A bayonet kill in Iraq would get a week leave when he got home. I mean, and nothing happened to this guy. There's no problem with that. So, I mean, the captain offering a 1 week leave for a bayonet kill. For one thing, I think a bayonet kill likely puts the American soldiers in more danger because they're going to hold off shooting in order to get that week furlough. And secondly, it makes it more likely they're just going to stick somebody with a weapon in order to get that. I mean, it's all sick and weird.
It is so
sick. And that's
sick.
Not somebody who got charged or anything. I mean, nobody is saying that didn't happen, and nobody's trying to charge that guy.
Then so he cuts off the boy's pinky finger and gives it to Holmes. According to his fellow soldiers, Holmes took to carrying the finger with him in a Ziploc bag. He wanted to keep the finger forever and wanted it to dry out. Said one of his friends. He was proud of his finger.
A Ziploc bag there. Holmes ain't no genius.
After the killing, the soldiers involved in Mudden's death were not disciplined or punished in any way. Emboldened, the platoon went on a shooting spree over the next 4 months that claimed the lives of at least three more innocent civilians. When the killings finally became public last summer, the Army moved aggressively to frame the incidents as the work of a rogue unit, operating completely on its own, without the knowledge of its superiors. Military prosecutors swiftly charged five low-ranking soldiers with murder, and the Pentagon clamped down on any information about the killings.
You know, they almost never get themselves an officer anymore. It used to be that that they would take the top guys in charge of these things, and now it's always the enlisted people.
Because the idea is that they're responsible for everything that happens below them. Or at least that's the rhetoric in the military.
Is but the reality
is rank it, you're responsible. Yeah, and that's changing very rapidly. I don't want to say it's changing. It probably never really was much more than rhetoric.
Soldiers in Bravo Company were barred from giving interviews, and lawyers for the accused say their clients faced harsh treatment if they spoke to the press, including solitary confinement. No officers were charged. But a review of internal Army records and investigative files obtained by Rolling Stone, good for them, included dozens of interviews with members of Bravo Company compiled by the military investigators, indicates that the dozen infantrymen being portrayed as members of a secretive kill team were operating out in the open, in plain view of the rest of the company. Far from being clandestine, as the Pentagon had implied, the murders of civilians were common knowledge among the unit and understood to be illegal by pretty much the whole platoon, according to one soldier who complained about them. Staged killings were an open topic of conversation, and at least one soldier from another battalion in the 3,800-man Stryker Brigade participated. How big is a platoon? How many men are in a platoon?
I'll look that up, but I know that the numbers of military organizations can vary widely.
So another soldier from another battalion in the 3,800-man Stryker Brigade participated in attacks on unarmed civilians. The platoon has a reputation, a whistleblower named Private First Class Justin Stoner told the Army Criminal Investigation Command. They have had a lot of practice staging killings and getting away with it. With a statement like that, sure makes it sound like it was more than the officially reported three or so kills.
Platoon is four squads, generally three rifle squads and one weapons squad, normally armed with machine guns, anti-tank weapons. Lieutenants lead most platoons, and the second command is generally a sergeant first class. A squad is a small military unit consisting of 10 to 11 soldiers, so a platoon about 40.
From the start, the questionable nature of the killings was on the radar of senior Army leadership. Within days of the first murder, Rolling Stone has learned, Mudden's uncle descended on the gates of FOB Ramrod, along with 20 villagers from La Muhammad Calais, to demand an investigation. Here's your answer, Mark. This is what these people decided to try to do, to come and try to get the military to do something about this. They were sitting out at our front door, recalls Lieutenant Colonel David Abrams, the battalion's second in command. During a four-hour meeting with Mudden's uncle, Abrams was informed that several children in the village had seen Mudden killed by soldiers from 3rd Platoon. The battalion chief ordered the soldiers to be re-interviewed, but Abrams found no inconsistencies in their story, and the matter was dropped. If you get everybody to keep the same story together about the little boy with the grenade that he allegedly threw at these armed soldiers from the middle of a field from behind no cover whatsoever and not having any other armaments on him with which to do battle, apparently that's completely believable to this particular captain.
The son of the chief of the, you know, the, what do they call him, the headman, the elder, or whatever his name is there, and likely he's not head of much, mind you, you know, like, he's going to... This kid is going to be the chief someday of this little troop of people, and he's going to risk that in order to throw a hand grenade and die at some American soldiers.
Other officers were also in a position to question the murders. Neither 3rd Platoon's commander, Captain Matthew Quiggle, nor 1st Lieutenant Ruman Ligsay had been held accountable, or has been held accountable, for their unit's actions, despite their repeated failure to report killings that they had ample reason to regard as suspicious. In fact, supervising the murderous platoon, or even having knowledge of the crime, seems to have been no impediment to career advancement. Guess what? They got promoted!
You think that somebody who's this incompetent can't figure out that they've got a kill squad among a platoon that's operating relatively out in the open, that they wouldn't get promoted. But sure enough, incompetence rises
just
to the top
like with the police. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.